Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Meberg, the CEO of Consolidated Carpet. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Quick background, Consolidated Carpet, major commercial flooring contractor, a StarNet member. You play in two markets. You've been in the New York market for over 75 years, and you purchased Vortec, or the assets of Vortec, and you're now in the Chicago market as well, right?
Yeah. We closed on that back in November.
And tell us, how's business right now?
Well, business is in recovery mode, I would say. You know, the New York City marketplace came back to work in June. Mm-hmm. At least the construction industry did. Real estate and design are still, I won't say out of business, but they're not working on much new business right now. But construction sites have opened up. Our installation crews are back to work. Our offices are opened up, and, you know, we're plowing forward. Chicago never really closed down. They never closed down construction as an essential workforce, so they've been running pretty smoothly throughout the whole pandemic, except for some isolated shutdowns for specific reasons. They're moving forward pretty well right now.
Mm-hmm. Walk us through the last 5 months, because I interviewed you before I think the bottom fell out of the market, so tell us how things have worked.
The last 5 months have been a real roller coaster. New York, you know, we started having, you know, fear start to encroach in the marketplace back in March, early March. There was a real push to not shut the industry, to try and work through it. But, you know, the amount of fear that was permeating through our job sites finally took hold, and the governor finally shut down construction as an essential trade late in March, beginning of April. Our work opportunities then were somewhat limited only to essential projects. We had some infrastructure projects. We had some large public projects. LaGuardia Airport, and we're lucky enough to get involved in some of the COVID relief work in the healthcare sector. So we were able to keep a good portion of our crews working through April. May was really the down month when really very little was going on, maybe just one or two job sites a day. And then in June, we started to see the industry come back to life. The job sites start to open up. And since mid-June, I would say that, you know, our labor operation is running pretty much 100%. Our sales operation have been cruising along. We are working off backlog. We don't see the big real slowdown coming now until about the fourth quarter or into next year when we start feeling the effects of the market underneath us being shut down, you know, for the past number of months.
Have you had a month yet that's comped at least close to where it was last year?
Well, we're hoping that this month will be our first month that comps last year. You know, the good news is when this first started back in April or May, we sat down and we reforecasted out our entire year. You know, so far every month has beat our forecast. We're optimistic that we'll still be able to pull out a decent year. I mean, the upside in this whole thing, if there's been one, is that our job sites are a lot less dense. We've seen increases in productivity, you know, which will positively affect the bottom line and are very much helping us through the rough patches that we're going through.
I know there's a little bit of a tug of war in New York. It's been going on for quite a while. I should mention there was actually an article. You're probably one of the few commercial contractors that's had a Wall Street Journal article written about you, but there's been a little bit of a tug of war going on with union versus non-union up there. What's going on with this? Are you seeing a little bit more support for union through this?
Because the new business coming out is sort of on hold,
yeah.
We haven't seen the market really reacting either which way right now. I mean, you know, the work that we're performing is work that we've had backlogged.
Yeah.
That business was already spoken for. I mean, the market continues to be difficult in that respect. We anticipate more downward price pressure as we continue to bid work, as the work opportunities become more scarce. We're going to need, you know, a very proactive partnership with our friends in labor. We did just sign a new collective bargaining agreement last year, which had a lot of provisions in it helping us to become more competitive with the non-union segment. Mm-hmm. But it's really going to be put to the test over the next 6 to 12 months when owners and contractors really start feeling the downward pressure of the marketplace.
You know, when you think of Manhattan, obviously there's a lot of residents there, so you've got a lot of multifamily. There's a lot of offices there. I mean, obviously there's some hospitals and some education, some of those other sectors. But the one that is the biggest and the one people are probably scratching their head about is this office market. And it's too soon to tell now, but there is some concern as to whether or not we're going to need all this office space, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern over what the office workspace of the future is going to look like. There are projects in development right now that have been sent back for redesign. We're anxious to see what that actually looks like. To be honest with you, the workspace here in Manhattan is relatively still unoccupied right now. My daughter works for a firm, a Wall Street firm. She's on work-from-home status, and she's not clear whether they'll even be back this year. They may not be back till 2021. Google came out and announced they won't have their workforce back till 2021. There is a lot of empty office space, and that combined with the lack of tourism in the city right now, the hospitality industry basically being shut down, you know, I can go walk outside my office, and my best guess is that traffic on both the city streets and the city sidewalks is about 30% of what it should be on any given summer day right now. So that's pretty depressing at times. That combined with all the news articles with people moving out of the city in droves, there's plenty to be concerned about here, and we just hope our leadership comes together and, you know, some of our big, you know, corporate employers come back and reinvest in New York City as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I saw an article that I think you pointed me to around the moving companies got a six-week backlog on moving people out of New York.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm hearing stories every day. You know, my daughter moved out of her apartment. Her lease came due August 1st, and she's right now working remotely out of town, and just why pay the rent? So yeah, she left. Friends of mine buying a home up in Rhode Island, about 120 miles away from here, got into a bidding war with a family from New York City who's moving out of New York City right now. It's everywhere. Unfortunately, due to obviously the pandemic, but also some of the social unrest we've been seeing in the city, a lot of people are just picking up and leaving for now, hoping they come back soon, that's for sure.
Yeah. Are you staying in close contact with your fellow StarNet members?
Yeah, StarNet's done a great job keeping in touch with us. They keep us posted on all their doings, and they're being very active with educational webinars and such. So StarNet's done a good job keeping in touch with us. I do have my own little network of StarNet friends who I do compare notes with, both StarNet members and StarNet preferred vendors. It's been good to see and hear what other people are doing in other marketplaces and share some good information with them.
Well, hopefully what's going to happen with you, Dave, is you're going to lose a few of your weaker competitors, and you'll come back on the other side of this and be just as strong.
Yep, we're certainly hunkered down. I've said to many of my peers that at least in the industry here in the marketplace, that, you know, most of the business leaders that are out there today have weathered the crisis we suffered after 9/11, and also the crisis after the 2008 financial meltdown. So we're all pretty skilled in hunkering down and knowing what we need to do when we're confronted with a market that suffers a dramatic downturn quickly. So I'm optimistic that the good companies out there, the well-run companies who have steady leadership, will be able to weather the storm.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for spending time with us and telling us what's going on. Again, been talking to Dave Meeberg, the CEO with Consolidated Carpet, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.